jimzana tene jebre. Yena yang da matoba, dangbo toba de tsama charo. Tane nipa toba seyenda, ane toba, toba yimbare, jeshe yimbare, yase gongo.
And then the second example is gives, you know, it's the second moment of an inferential cognizer realizing sound as impermanent. so, you know, so it's realizing, you know, so it's been realized, you know, by realized by the mind, right, the mental consciousness, you know, and so that already it says, you know, it's a conceptual subsequent cognizer, and it is a subsequent cognizer because it is not, you know, realizing, you know, for the first time. It's the second moment, you know, second moment of that realization. So therefore, it is not new. Therefore, it's not, you know, it's not a valid cognition.
Well, yeah, that's the reason. That, when you know, like, Baba Jeshe, the Tseji Nisha, the Wang Shek, the Tambi Tseji Jisha, the Wang Shek, the Wang Shek, the Tambi Tseji Mahin Bachin, the Jinsen, the Tehne, and the Duja Tobe, the Toba Kichi Nipa, the Jane, or the Nigata, the Toba Jeshe.
So here they gave two examples of the subsequent conceptual subsequent cognizer. So one is the remember consciousness induced by the direct sense direct perceiver, and other one, you know, is the proving of the sound, you know, to be impermanent, you know, that is. So realizing the sound to be impermanence, the second moment of realizing the sound to be impermanence. You know. So it's one is inferential, and because it is the second moment, so therefore it's in a non-valid cognizer.
Oh, yeah.
And so here also you can apply this, you know, similar example. Like here it says the sound, the second moment of inferential cognizer realizing sound is impermanent. So you can say a second moment of inferential cognizer realizing the form as impermanent, or the smell as impermanent, and the touch as impermanent, and so forth. Yeah, so if you write down like this, you know, many times, and that way you'll understand better and, you know, develop more wisdom, understanding more things.
Oh, yeah. So
And so, as it is divided, as the subsequent cognizer is divided into two, conceptual and non-conceptual, and so the first one is the example, the two examples we just discussed, you know, are the example of the conceptual subsequent cognizer, and now the next one, it gives the example of the non-conceptual subsequent cognizer. And it says the second moment of sense-direct perceiver apprehending form. So the sense-direct perceiver apprehending form, you know, the sense-direct perceiver, which we already said, is a non-conceptual, right? It is not a conceptual. So it's a non-conceptual. And when it's a second moment, you know, so that is the subsequent, you know, the subsequent cognizer. So that's the example of the subsequent cognizer. Conceptual, so the non-conceptual subsequent cognizer. The second moment of the sense-direct perceiver apprehending form.
Mm-hmm.
So usually in all these the five sense objects, like the sound, smell, the form, and so forth. And all this we say are impermanent. You know, we say these are impermanent, but we don't just leave it there saying it's impermanent. You know, we give many reasons to say that it is impermanent, to prove that it is impermanent. And so we have to apply many, many reasons, you know, for ourselves also to understand how these things are impermanent.
Oh, yeah. 간제 가산디 그만 쉬어 나와 나지시네. 간제 제도 깨나 때네 간제지 종연아야. 어때 정말로 이런 거 좀 따봐 세기야네.
So anything that is produced by depending on cause and conditions, causes and conditions, you know, is impermanent.
와야 다되지. 다되 이제는 세마마이비 시방아 셰베 나네 당보 제시 거데 배자나 요가나지다 슈차베스데.
And so after there, among the five non-value cognizers, the first, the subsequent cognizer has been explained as it is in the text.
Oh yeah. 다안에가는 이바딩미라 록셰스라고요. 록셰가 제일 좋아하는 거래. 아니 신주로도 쉬고 록셰스다. 그지? 또 그것도 야고 지르고 신주로도 쉬고. 라엘라 신주로도 쉬고 봐. 근데 록셰가 제일 이제 배자는 근데요.
So the next one is the wrong consciousness. It says the definition of the wrong consciousness is a cognizer that engages in its object incorrectly. And so that's the definition. Right, you can see in the text, right? So if we think carefully, you know, within ourselves, we will see that we have, many of us, we have this wrong, you know, wrong, the wrong consciousness. It is really difficult for us to have the valid cognition and a valid cognizer and understanding ourselves or sound as impermanent or ourselves you know, as impermanent. So that's the definition, the cognizer that engages in its object incorrectly, and it has also two divisions, conceptual wrong consciousness and non-conceptual wrong consciousness.
Oh yeah.
And so the example of the first one is, again it says, an example of the first is a conceptual apprehending that sound is permanent. So usually, you know, I mean generally sound is impermanent, but then there could be a mind or a conception that thinks the sound is permanent. And actually also there are many tenets, schools of thought that believe the sound is permanent. There are beings who accept the sound to be the quality of the space. So generally, you know, the sound is impermanent. In reality, the sound is impermanent. But then there could be a mind, you know, which thinks that sound is permanent. So, because the sound is, you know, impermanent in reality, in a thinking the sound, the thinking sound is a permanent is a wrong. And it's the mind which thinks, which thinks it is impermanent, it's a permanent, you know, it's a conception. So the conception is a conceptual mind, you know, conceptual wrong consciousness. You know, it's the mind that thinks, you know, it is impermanent, it's the permanent. So that's the wrong.
Oh yeah, that's it. tome loshin senjila mandaba ni shane raba and da chi da ji sna wa she ta garu go mo ta wa she ni sa wa to su do gas
so is the second our the example of the second the visual sense consciousness to which on moon appears as two moons and the visual sense consciousness to which a snow mountain appears as blue